Well, let's talk weather now. Heavy rain warnings are on the way for the north and western parts of the South Island. The wet weather is expected to hit in the early hours of tomorrow morning, and already saturated farms could be in for a very rough ride with many lambing and calving. Lewis Ferris is a Met Service meteorologist. He joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, it is looking like another week of pretty severe weather, especially in those western and northern parts of the South Island.
Yeah, so just talk us through. I'm looking at your map now. You've got an orange warning for the very top corner there, the northwest corner of the South Island.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And there is going to be conversations today about the potential to upgrade that to a red warning. And, you know, it's not just our forecasters that make that decision. We will be talking to the local regional council, also talking to the civil defence, seeing what the state of play is on the ground so that we can provide that escalation if it is necessary and if it is recommended by those parties.
So this is a northerly flow coming in. Are you worried that it's going to be slower and just sit there and the rain will cause flooding?
It is looking incredibly persistent, and it's just that potential of seeing some elevated rainfall rates. So we're currently talking about 10 to 20, but there is potential that hourly rates will get even higher than that, and it is that high-intensity rainfall that causes issues, especially when it is embedded in a very long warning. So our current warnings are running around the 60-hour mark, and it's not going to be incredibly heavy rain that entire time, but it's when we get that periods of elevated rainfall rates that would really start to see those issues.
Well, I guess the bit that will be most worried is Westport and the Buller.
Yes, yep, exactly, because we know that they've already seen impacts from weather events through the last couple of months, and if their infrastructure is already fragile, then that just makes the impacts more likely to happen and just be able to happen even faster.
So what's your advice at the moment? You say you're going to have more discussions to the people in Westport along the Buller that might be thinking about preparing.
Yes, exactly. People just need to remain up with our forecasts. Tell their friends and whānau if they're in the region or if they're planning on being in the region that it's not looking like it's going to be nice weather through really the majority of this week. Today looking okay, but it's really going to turn to custard as we move into the week. And this long period of heavy rain could even see a little bit more rain as we head into the Friday region. So people just need to remain up to date with the forecasts and follow the advice of the local authorities in the region.
Some of that will spill over into the eastern parts of the top of the South Island, so into Blenheim and Marlborough?
Yes, yep. And Blenheim's a place that loves to see the river come up very quickly. So that will be just people, again, need to be looking in case we issue something like a heavy rain watch. But if it's going to be not so heavy rain and just the river coming up because of the flow falling into the ranges, that's really outside of our remit, and they'll need to be looking to the local council for advice around those rising waters if it happens to happen.
So this is squeezing through the top of the South Island, but the Wellington, the lower North Island, you've got no watch there. I mean, a lot of people in Wellington and in that area will be worried about more rain coming due to the slips they've been getting.
Yes, absolutely. And it does really just look like the rain will be located on those northwestern parts of the South Island. It does look like Wellington will get some passing rain in other parts of the country, other parts of the North Island, sorry, but it doesn't look as though it's going to be overly heavy. There is a potential as we move further into the week that we'll actually get a band of rain move over the North Island. So that will be something that people will need to keep up with that forecast. But this week is looking incredibly different to last week. We had a week of cold southerlies, bitterly cold. Lots of places saw their coldest temperature of the year so far. This week we're looking as though people could see around mid-teens as their overnight temperatures across a lot of the North Island from really Tuesday night onwards. So it's going to be very much a switch of regime.
Very good. We'll keep a close watch on things there. Lewis Ferris from Met Service just warning of some heavy rain heading for the top of the South Island, particularly in that western corner. But quite a few areas now are going to be under watch.